League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm delighted to welcome onto the show now. Going to head over. We're talking on Skype to Christine, and I hope I need to check your surname. Kuzmic or Kuzmic or
Kuzmic. I'm Croatian, so there's that ch sound at the end.
Yeah, I thought it was. I just wasn't sure. So it's great to have you. So were you born in Croatia or got Croatian heritage?
Yeah, I was born in Croatia and then moved to the United States when I was 14.
Wow.
In high school. Yeah.
So there's no Croatian accent there anymore.
You know what? When I get really angry, so if you want to make me angry, I will start talking like this all of a sudden.
Brilliant. I went to Croatia years ago, and I went to a place called Dubrovnik,
gorgeous.
Apparently, I didn't know this, but that was the only place they didn't bomb in the war because both sides, whoever won, wanted to keep Dubrovnik as a great tourist destination.
Yeah, so, I mean, they definitely had some damage, but. Yeah. Gosh, that place is so gorgeous.
Yeah. Is there a place called Split as well? Split or Split?
Split is a little, it's north of Dubrovnik. Yeah, another beautiful city.
And then I went down to Serbia, Montenegro, and then into Kosovo. I did like a mission.
Yeah. But that whole area to me is just so beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. The coastline of Montenegro and Croatia is just absolutely gorgeous. It really is. And I want to go back there. And I also want to go back to Los Angeles as well. But as I was saying to you off air, I can't afford to anymore. So,
I know. Breathing here is expensive. Everything's expensive here.
I stayed with somebody when I first got there on Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles. And then we went to Corona, Orange County, after that for 3 weeks. And I was meant to stay there for a few years, do some college, but I ran out of money, so I came back to you. Went back to the UK. But fantastic. Well, this is great to have you on. It really is. Because... I like your style because I love your humor. I've been watching some of your videos and just love the humor on there. And I think humor is a great way of kind of just taking the sting out of most subjects, you know? And I think this is great. Is that something that you work on?
The way I describe it in my introduction of my book is I write how, for me personally, going through life without humor is like trying to eat soup with a fork. Like, you're still going to get a little bit of the good stuff, but you're going to miss out on so much if you can't find the funny.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the kind of the raison d'etre for the book? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to convey?
You know, for me, I went through some really hard stuff. Years ago, I went through a divorce, and then I ended up so, you know, financially distraught that I was almost homeless. Thankfully I wasn't, but I shared a small room with my kids and I slept on the floor. And the worst part of all of it wasn't even the financial stuff. I just hated myself. I believed that my children would be better off without me. I just, you know, was in such a depression and felt so worthless. And so climbing out of that and being in a much better place now, I just feel like I want to be for others what I needed when I was at my lowest.
Yeah.
And so I thought if I share my story, if I share my struggles and the humor, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then maybe another mother or even a non-parent, because all humans struggle, who is going through something tough can read the book and think, well, if she can do it, I can do it, because there's nothing more special about her than me. And that's the truth.
I love that attitude. I really do. And with using the humor, does your humor ever get you into trouble?
Is it what? Sorry.
Does your humor ever get you into trouble? Because mine does.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, especially as a child. I feel like now at 42, I can get away with a little more. But I mean, you know, it's like, what is that line we're allowed to cross and not cross? And you know, you're always going to offend somebody. But I just try to be true to me. And, you know, again, I have to find the funny. Funny is like medicine to me.
And I think nowadays people get offended that easily, too easily. But humor for me is a great leveler. And so I use it in as much communication as I can, because I think people really, I think more so now than ever with all that's going on in the world, we need a bit of humor. We need to be able to smile and laugh, you know, and actually see the funny side.
Yeah, and I think especially what I found is, you know, I'll tackle these heavy subjects sometimes in videos. Yeah. I mean, everything from, you know, mental health, suicide to miscarriage. I mean, heavy stuff. And I feel like leavening it with a little bit of humor just gives people a chance to breathe and sort of brings them back to, okay, it's all going to be okay. Otherwise, life is really hard. I mean, that's just a fact. Yeah. No matter where you live in the world, everybody's gone through their stuff. Life is hard. And so being able to laugh about things almost feels like, you know, getting your head above water every once in a while and taking a breath.
Yeah. And there's so much pressure on parents, isn't there? And I know your heart is for mums, or moms, as they say in America. But there is, I think, with this Instagram kind of Facebook generation, there is this pressure on to kind of look great all the time. And, you know, I mean, I feel it.
Yeah.
This is the best you're going to get. But it's, you know, and I think I like it when people like you come along and say, you know what, sometimes it's okay if the house is not perfect, or you don't look your best all the time, or, you know, and you're not placid and not falling out and shouting at the kids or whatever.
I mean, that's one of the things that inspired me to first start making videos. I never thought it would turn into a career. I just did it as a hobby. But what inspired me is being on social media and seeing all these perfect pictures of perfect families and perfect days. And I thought, they are lying. They are liars. I know they're struggling because they're human. And so, again, I kept thinking back on my hard days. And I thought, thank God I didn't have social media then. Yeah. Okay, if I had social media when I was depressed and struggling and I saw all these perfect pictures, all it would have done is made me feel worse.
Yeah.
And so I thought the only way to make those people who are really genuinely struggling feel better is to go, look, I'm a mess too. My life is a mess too. I just cried in my car, trying to hide away from my kids too. You know, and my kids just had crackers for dinner. Yay. You know, like, we all have bad days.
Yeah. Do you know what, at the moment, I don't know how old your children are now, but I'm 45. I've just turned 45. And I've got my wife's 30. Get this right. She's 40 this year. So now George is 5. Melissa's 8. No, 9. She's turned 9 this week. I've got to keep up with all this. Anyway, so she's 9. But George, at the moment, will eat kind of soups with veg in, but he won't eat vegetables. You know, like, so it's just. And sometimes I think you can beat yourself up so much about this. And think, you know, you've got to do this. And I remember some of the food that I was brought up on. So maybe, it's not as bad after all. But I think we do pile this pressure on ourselves, don't we, to get everything right. And it's all got to be right in the right place.
Yes. I actually write about that a lot in my book, because one of the things I'm most passionate about is helping parents get rid of the unnecessary guilt.
Yeah.
I mean, we here's the problem. We all set this fantasy, right? For how we think our life is going to look, for what we think parenting is going to look, what our children are going to turn out to be, how we're going to handle really tough situations. I mean, we sort of set up this idea that we absolutely cannot live up to, because it is a fantasy. It is unrealistic. And then when we can't live up to this unrealistic thing, we feel like losers, instead of going, that was unrealistic. I'm going to do the best I can with what I have. Also remembering, and this is so important, my best is not going to look the same every day. Sometimes my best is going to look like barely rolling out of bed and seeing my kids whatever's around.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm going to lose my patience because I'm human. So just being able to, like, get that guilt that we keep piling off of ourselves. And so much of, you know, sometimes people will come to me for parenting advice, like, oh, how do I raise my kid to do this? And I always think, I'm not an expert. I don't have a PhD in parenting or any of that. What I'm trying to do more is not show parents how to deal with their kids, but show parents how to deal with themselves. Because if we are kinder to ourselves, if we acknowledge how much we actually get done right, instead of constantly worrying about what we do wrong, we are instantly going to become better parents, because we're going to be happier and healthier, because we're not abusing ourselves constantly.
Do you think that there's a, I know it's like in, well, I know it's like in America, because I watch a lot of American TV, but is there real fascination with celebrity? And so, you know, Hello Magazine, OK Magazine, we have in the UK, and there's lots here in Spain as well. And it's, you know, we follow people online, and a lot of them have got a lot of money compared to most everyday people. And so, you know, they have the massive kitchens and they have all the storage space. And for most people, that just seems, you know, it's not obtainable for most people, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Now, they may improve through life, but at the moment, they're not there. And so that seems to be just a false kind of another pressure on top of it all.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. But I'll tell you this. Again, at one point in my life, shared a small bedroom with my children.
Yeah.
And now I have a very nice house.
Yeah.
And the point is, everybody struggles no matter what, right? You know, and so when I started to finally give myself more credit and be kinder to myself and all that, I was still broke. I still didn't have money. So a lot of times we get into this idea that money will solve all my problems. Now, does money make things easier? Yes, because you can afford to take that fun vacation or whatever. But I guarantee your kids are still acting like jerks during the vacation probably. So it makes things maybe easier, but it's not the thing that's going to solve everybody's problems. I think the problem is everybody is just waiting for that fix. Like, I just want to be happier. I just want to, you know, enjoy my life. And the truth is, as cheesy as it sounds and as annoying as it sounds, the truth is we have to do that within ourselves. We have to be kinder to ourselves. That's when life will change.
Yeah. In the book, are there some great illustrations of, I don't know, I mean, would you call it mistakes that you make in parenting? Or, I mean, obviously there are mistakes that we make. We don't always get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But here's how I see it. You know, when I was younger, every time I used to make a mistake as a young mom, I would think, oh, I failed again. I failed again. I failed again. And now I've just shifted it to, nope, I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm learning. Nobody handed me a manual. You know, my oldest is almost 18 and my youngest is 6. And there are still things that happen with my 6-year-old that by now I should have figured out. I have 3 kids that I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. And then I have to remind myself, you know, parenting is not like riding a bike. Just because your first kid might be a bike and you're like, I know how to handle this, your next kid could be a tractor.
Yeah.
My youngest is a spaceship. I've never operated a spaceship. So just giving yourself that grace to go, I'm not failing, I'm learning. Every day I am learning new things, and sometimes I will make mistakes, and that's okay. All that means is that I'm human. It doesn't mean I'm inadequate. It doesn't mean I'm a loser. It just means I am a flawed human. That's what I meant to be.
Is it? I know I've covered this topic a lot. You know, when we go online and we look, people aren't posting the bad stuff, are they? You know, we've had a great day out. We've been here, done this, and it all seems great. And actually, we're posting the best side of us that we can. And so psychologically, we just look at everybody else thinking they've all got a great life. And here I am, having a right nightmare of a day with the kids.
I think we just need to, whenever, you know, you see that photo, just remember that it is literally a second in time. Mm. 3 seconds before that cute picture with the mother and her son, he was throwing a tantrum and she was like, I will give you another candy bar if you will just wipe those tears and smile for this picture so I can post it on social media. You know, like there's so much happening in the background and we are just seeing one split second, because the truth is I have never in my life, and I have at this point because of, you know, I've been blessed because of my career to be able to travel all over the world and speak at different conferences. And I have never in my life met a human being who didn't have some kind of pain, who didn't have some kind of struggle. Never. I've never met a human who, when one-on-one honest with me, was like, yeah, my life is awesome. It's just awesome all the time. It's perfect.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
You're a force of nature, and I love you because you're down to earth. You're humorous. You just tell it as it is, and I think people need to. I can't use that word on the radio. We need to cut through all the to get to the, you know what I mean, to get to the truth on a lot of things, and so that's fantastic. And I know you've been traveling around a lot. One of the videos I love of yours is the if 2020 was a date.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great video. Yeah, I love that video. So look it up on YouTube, dear listener. Look it up because it's fantastic. And that kind of humor is just brilliant because, it's, like I say, it's so much what we need right now. And what you are doing is, again, I think sometimes we belittle ourselves I do this radio show and I do some other stuff. And I sometimes think, what effect does it have? And then every now and then somebody will say, oh, this was great, that happened. And I think what you're doing is just injecting some life and humor into some very sometimes dark situations. And that's life changing for people, isn't it?
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. I mean, it's so weird to me how this all started as a hobby. Like, oh, I'll just share some fun things and turn into this. I feel like it's like the purpose of my life, where I just want to remind people, you know, life is hard, but man, you are doing an amazing job. I feel like I have this one video, I don't know if you saw it, where there's these two empty jars and I hear all these compliments. I'm standing in the middle of these two empty jars. I hear all these compliments. And every time there's a compliment, a positive, an M&M goes in the left hand jar.
Yeah.
And it just fills up with all the, it's full. And then all of a sudden you hear somebody say, you're not good enough. And one single M&M goes into this jar. And what do? I knock the jar full of the good M&Ms down and I pick up this jar with one single negative M&M. And I hold it to my heart and I walk away. And that's exactly what we do. And I always think life's hard stuff will be a little less hard if we weren't so hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
If we focus more on everything we get done, on how amazing we are, instead of just laying in bed at night and listing all the things we didn't do right and all the things we forgot about. I mean, this is like, again, for me, for my life, it has been life-changing to make a decision to give myself more credit than criticism every single day.
Yeah, we're like that at home. I mean, sometimes, you know, we're not meant to let the kids have too much screen time, but every now and then my wife's watching Gilmore Girls, I'm watching the football, and suddenly the kids have been watching something for 2 hours. And I think, you know what, it's life. So
I guarantee you, they might end up in therapy for other reasons, but I guarantee you that will not be one of them. It won't be like, I'm here because I watch too much TV.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's a massive football fan. He used to leave me alone watching Peppa Pig. And, you know, it just doesn't happen. Anyway, it's great to have you on. The book is fantastic. It really is. It's called Hold On, But let me get this right, because I'm Hold On, But Don't Hold Still. Hope and Humour from My Seriously Flawed Life. I want to ask you, are you a great cook, Christina?
I mean, I love cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I am really good at eating food. I feel like
my
gift in life is eating.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Croatia with my Croatian grandmother, who literally let me use knives and be near fire at 5 years old, because she was like, she might as well learn if she cuts herself to learn.
It's different to America, isn't it?
So I feel like I've been cooking my whole life, and I actually have some recipes on my website too. And you know, if you've read the book, there's a lot of food analogies, because I love food.
What's your favorite food? Do you have Croatian food still?
Yes. Well, I can't get it here, but I cook Croatian food. Yeah. But I love carbs. Everything I'm not supposed to eat. Give me good bread. Give me good chocolate. I am a happy girl. Like, I love making homemade bread. To me, honestly, feels like therapy. If I've had a bad day.
Why do you look so good then?
Ingredients. What?
Why do you look so good?
Well, I don't know. Thank you. I don't know. I feel like it's catching up with me now, where I am. Now I'm having to go, oh, shoot, I guess that's what happens in your 40s. Yeah. You actually have to be careful.
Well, I used to eat what I liked, just junk stuff, you know, when I was like in my late teens. And a guy I worked with, he was in his 30s. He said, when you get to your 30s, that's all going to come on you, that is. And I said, oh, don't be silly. That's just going to. And he did. He was right. I put weight on in my 30s big time. And now this year has been a real blessing, because I've noticed that people who were once slim are now putting weight on during lockdown and actually catching up with me. So I've actually stayed about the same. So
listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I am wearing pajama bottoms during this interview because I can't fit into my jeans. Because quarantine, I was like, you know what? Life is hard, and I'm just going to do what feels good. And what feels good is 3 buckets of ice cream. So that's absolutely what we're going to do today. And I don't feel bad about it at all.
Absolutely. That's great. And what's a Croatian dish then, before we go?
So sarma is one thing we make a lot.
Sarma.
Different European countries have different versions of it, but it's ground meat, usually a mixture of pork and beef with rice, and then it's wrapped in sour cabbage leaves and cooked for hours. And it's just the most delicious thing ever.
Yeah. You got to come to Spain and try some of our great Spanish tapas here.
Oh,
brilliant.
Okay. I went to Spain when I was 10 years old. I'm not kidding you. I still remember the food.
Yeah.
32 years later, I still dream about that food.
Come back soon.
Get my book translated into Spanish. It's been translated in Romanian and Croatian, and there's a couple other countries. We need to get it translated in Spanish.
Yeah, do so. Yeah, definitely. Then I mean, we've got so many English-speaking people out here that are listening anyway, so they'll buy it in English, but definitely get it in Spanish. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and you know, getting the book out there as well, so it's great. And I think we just need to all give ourselves a bit of a break. In fact, you've been inspiring me so much, I might even go home and have three tubs of ice cream.
So, I'm so proud of you right now. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much, Christina.
Thanks for
having
me. Take care.
See you soon. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.